Keeping Maria's memory alive 1 year on. As we approach the first anniversary of the sad passing of our Vice President, Maria Pekulski Hughes, her brave husband Richard Hughes opens up about life as a widower. This coming August will mark the 1 year anniversary of the death of my wife, Maria. It's going to be an incredibly difficult day, but I will be spending it surrounded by family and friends as we scatter Maria's ashes at Loughrigg Fell in Cumbria. This was her dying wish, a place she and I enjoyed walking together. It's been a difficult year full of firsts. The first remembrance parade without Maria, the first Christmas, her birthday, and now the anniversary of her death. I've tried to keep myself busy and have recently rehomed a rescue dog from Spain called Treacle. He's a big softy, and having him has been great company. He gets me out of the house every day. No matter where in the world I am, I will continue to support Blind Veterans UK, the charity that meant so much to Maria. On the 10th of September, I'll be riding 55 miles in the London to Brighton cycle in memory of Maria to raise money for her fellow blind veterans. Maria and I took on the London to Brighton cycle together in 2021. Of course, at the time, we didn't realise this would be her last fundraising challenge. Just 1 week later, the doctors told her that she had a tumour. I don't know how she did the ride, as it was really tough, but she was incredibly fit, and the only sign something wasn't right was that she was suffering headaches. Regardless of how she felt, I believe she would have completed that ride, as she wouldn't have wanted to let the charity down. Maria started receiving support from Blind Veterans UK in 2004. After the charity turned her life around, she was determined to give back by fundraising and raising awareness. She was a proud member through and through. The charity meant so much to her. I didn't know her when she first lost her sight, but she told me she was in a very dark place until Blind Veterans UK gave her the confidence to pick herself up. Becoming a member helped show her that sight loss didn't stop her from making the most of her life. Through the charity, she was able to try out new activities like skiing and whitewater rafting. This made such a difference to her life. And she was given IT training, which helped her secure a job as an eye clinic liaison officer, helping others who'd lost their sight. She also threw herself into fundraising and raised more than £5,500 for the charity, inspiring many others to join in. I want to keep the link with Blind Veterans UK forever. It's so important to me to keep Maria's memory alive. If you'd like to sponsor Richard's London to Brighton Cycle Challenge, visit justgiving, that's all one word, justgiving.com/fundraising/riding for Maria, and that's all one word. And if you'd like to plan your own activity or take part in a challenge in memory of a loved one, simply get in touch with our community partnerships team at fundraising@blindveterans.org.uk.